Macmillan Audio presents A Patriot's Promise, protecting my brothers, fighting for my life, and keeping my word. By Senior Master Sergeant Israel D.T. Del Toro Jr., retired. With T.L. Heyer. Read for you by Roger Wayne. Dedicated to my dad, Israel Del Toro, I will continue to keep my promise. Introduction. Meet this hero. Very few people leave me speechless, but when I met Israel Del Toro, DT, I found myself completely without words. He is the most unforgettable person I have ever met, a hero among heroes. One thing that makes him so special is the fact that he doesn't know that he is. DT didn't even want us to use the word hero in the title of this book. He'll tell you, I'm just a guy who had a bad day at work. In this memoir, you'll read about that day, when Del Toro was a special ops paratrooper on a tour in Afghanistan, and his Humvee rolled over a buried roadside landmine and exploded. By the time he gave his last command, he could barely breathe. More than 80% of his body was severely burned, and he lost all his fingers on his left hand. Doctors gave him a grim prognosis. They said he would never walk or breathe properly on his own. He faced only a 15% chance of survival, and the likelihood that he would spend the rest of his life on a respirator. When he woke up from a coma that lasted 4 months, DT wanted to die. When he first saw his own face, he almost died 3 times. He had no idea President Bush had come to see him and spent 20 minutes at his side. He had no idea that his wife, Carmen, had spent 8 hours or more every single day at his bedside in the hospital. He worked hard, fought through the pain, and got better every day. This man proved everyone wrong with a miraculous recovery. Not only did he leave the hospital in record time, not only did he learn to walk and breathe on his own again, but Senior Master Sergeant Israel Del Toro Jr. became the first airman ever to re-enlist in the military after being deemed 100% disabled. He is a recipient of the Purple Heart, the Bronze Star, and the Pat Tillman Award for Service. He has broken world records in javelin, shot put, and discus, and he won both gold and silver medals when he represented Team USA in the Invictus Games, a competition created by Prince Harry for wounded servicemen. This man encompasses the truest meaning of some of the most powerful words: heart, courage, love, honor. Humans are capable of heroic acts they cannot imagine, but not everyone is willing to be that hero. Everyone can turn their lives around, but not everyone is willing to be so disciplined to keep after it day after day, month after month, year after year, and then to become an advocate for others, beginning the journey. Maybe everyone can do what DT has done, but not everyone would have. DT is one of the most resilient among us, and the most resilient can indeed change the world. He went into the military because he wanted to be able to someday say to his grandchildren, "Let me tell you my story." Oh, I guarantee his great-grandchildren will hear this story. 200 years from now, people will be telling the story of this man. There is a pride in his family and in our nation for generations to come. I believe this man is on the precipice of becoming one of the greatest forces for good and change on the planet. DT's story gives us this perspective. Our dreams and our tragedies show up in ways we never pictured them, and the ripple effects of our lives have an impact in ways.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?